You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right, Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh yeah, it is time for Live from the Mad City. I'm Rocker here with Chloe and Jane. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. The Stolen Sea is an experimental folk rock band based in Madison, Wisconsin, led by songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Nate Meng. Known for their atmospheric sound and genre-blending style, the group draws from folk, psych rock, ambient textures, and Americana, and their traditions that create music, and both intimate and expansive. Anchored by singer-songwriter Nate Meng, The Stolen Sea merges elements of folk rock, experimental, and ambient music, and storytelling and dynamic instrumentation are key. Nate Meng is here in the studio tonight with when we're in the WMDX music studios here above State Street in Madison, Wisconsin. Tonight, we are live from the Mad City. Nate, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Nate, before we get to your band, The Stolen Sea, tell us your backstory. I mean, how did you get started playing music?
So I do have to call out, actually, like, well done on the bio. My cousin and cello player, Allison Lenz, wrote that bio.
Oh, nice.
Recently.
Thanks, Allison.
And it's just so beautiful on paper, but I was like, man, that's just a lot of big words to get through on the radio. So I, you know, kudos to you for doing it.
Hitting it out.
But I really appreciated it when I was filling out. It was like, oh, yeah, the bio. Yeah. Allie wrote a bio.
I mean, it's kind of our job to say words in a nice way. So
yeah. So
it's, yeah, it is.
I was like, not everybody gets to have a bio written for them and then, like, within a couple of weeks, listen to it be spoken on the radio. So it was it's a really nice experience.
There's always a first time.
That's absolutely.
Well, tell us about yourself.
There is always a first time. The first time I was in a radio studio, I was probably 2 years old or maybe younger than that. My dad worked in radio when I was a kid.
Okay.
He started in college and he was a DJ and then he was a program director for a while and then he worked in sales for a while right up until I was about 8 or 9 years old. And so a lot of my early memories are just like of being in radio studios and like seeing microphones like this and being told not to touch them so much mostly and or at all really
and now we're asking you to come in here and now touch them a whole bunch.
I know, it's like amazing. Now I'm like, I'm the guest, I'm supposed to be here. So that love of music started really early. Both my parents were really very into music and played music at the house a lot, and so I started playing piano. My mom had an idea that she was like, I always wanted to have a piano in the house. And so if we have a piano in the house, you guys should take piano lessons.
Yeah, right. So, makes sense.
Right. She started us at 6. And that was early for me because I have poor impulse control, to say the least.
Okay.
So
no swearing tonight. Okay.
Yeah. Well, that one I'm pretty good at. I work with kids a lot, so I've actually gotten really good at the not swearing thing.
Oh, good.
But I really didn't take to practicing very much. But I did have kind of a natural, just a penchant for playing and things. So I started piano again a little bit later, along with choir, through church choir and stuff like that. And then things kind of really kicked in, like, during that period of time in elementary school where you're getting an instrument. And I ended up... because I was such a big fan of Peter and the Wolf, I ended up playing oboe, which is a pretty...
Oboe?
Yeah, right. It's a pretty unique band instrument, but it was also unique in the fact that because I was the only one, all of my lessons that everybody else, you know, if you play trombone, you were in a lesson with 20 other kids.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But as oboe, I got private lessons the whole time.
Nice.
And so...
Does that mean nobody else wants to play oboe, huh?
Not really.
It's hard. You don't know. You have to carry around your reed in a little glass of water.
Yeah.
And
oh, God. You have to be so careful. And like,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, man.
I broke some really expensive instruments. But it happened to be that my music teacher... just had a real love of music, and my interactions with her kind of really fed the fuel of just like loving music and playing music in kind of any way. And I had her as my teacher all the way through junior high and ended up marching with a drum corps for a while and then switching to percussion in high school and picking up guitar along the way. And then by the time I graduated high school, I was playing in bands and I was like, this is the only thing that I want to do.
That's an evolution.
Yeah. Well, and then a buddy of mine who I was in a band with, I grew up in Whitewater, not too far from here. And he and I and another friend of ours moved out to LA like the year I graduated high school. I had an uncle out there and that was enough to, because we just wanted to get like, you know, I mean, I love Wisconsin now. Let's be clear.
Yeah.
I love it here. I love living here. But at 18, this is the only place I had ever lived, and I was ready to get out.
Got to be experimental.
Yeah, you got to go somewhere. So we went west, and I built some really amazing relationships out there and played with some bands and then ended up going east to New York for a while and played with a band called Me Talk Pretty that... gained some success and kind of like right at the very end of there really being any amount of money for independent bands at a major label level and just like skirted onto a label that only existed for about a year that was a subset of a subset of a subset and kind of disappeared. And that was when I was like, I don't want to play music anymore that's not mine and is not me like... being personal with what I'm doing.
And that brought you back to Madison?
That brought me back here. There was a lot of things going on in my life at the time that was kind of the same feeling of like I've been living away from anything that really means anything to me, and I need to be back in a place where stuff means something.
Holman's where the heart is.
Yeah, well, my sister got married, another friend of mine got married and moved back here, and I was like, all right, it's time. So
nice. Well, let's get to some live music from the Mad City with Stolen Z, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song that you have for us tonight is called Cincinnati Kid, The Cincinnati Kid.
Indeed.
Tell us about this song.
This is a song that I love to play that was written in about twice the amount of time it takes to play it, which is not a usual thing for me or a casual thing for me at all. I don't write that fast. I usually sit on lyrics for a really, really long time. But I was having a really bad day and I didn't want to play my guitar. And so I picked up an accordion and I started playing an accordion and I wrote this song in about like 10 minutes. And sometimes I still play it on accordion. Sometimes I play it on guitar. I go back and forth. But it was just... it just kind of poured out. So I'll talk less and play more.
The Cincinnati Kid, you are listening to live from the Mac City on Max Inc. Radio. And we are here with the Stolen Z, Nate Meng.
I'm just going to double check this guitar now. That would have been a wonderfully great transition. But I'm like really being... annoying about my tone. Sorry. There it is. I'm being that guy. I'm being that guy at open mic. I'm not that guy. I can see that the night settles on me too.
This may be the only life that we know. And even though you are onto me, you make choices of what and what not to see. And this may be the only life that we know. With rushing waters, we become sons and daughters of unspeakable crimes. Carrying history through tumble and order and the chaos of time. Still surviving, still a child. Still running behind. And even though you are onto me, I'll pretend like I am what I ought to be. But there's no growth for me in knowing everything.
Where the band makes a lot of really cool sounds.
And even though I am onto you, I can stay here tonight if you want me to. 'Cause in the end I find no sense in being so cruel. There's too much soil down in the soil to plant something new. And with rushing waters, we become sons and daughters of unspeakable crimes. Carrying history, tumble in order and the chaos of time. Still surviving, still a child, still running behind. Still surviving, still a child, still running behind.
All right. Thanks, the Stolen Sea. That's Nate Mang. That was the Cincinnati Kid. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We're live from the Mad City. The Stolen Sea has become a fixture in Madison's independent music scene, performing in clubs, art spaces, festivals across the region. But this band started at a party when Nate met John and Ryan. Tell us about how you moved from solo artist to forming a band.
So, it's true and also not true.
Okay.
The party thing.
Let's hear the true part.
The true part is that I met John and Ryan at a party.
Okay.
The not true part is that's not actually when the band started, but it became like when the collaboration started.
Okay.
And really, so I played a party very early on. I moved to Madison in 2014 and I walked into a bar called Tip Top kind of on the right day at the right time. And they needed an open mic host, and I was the only person in the bar, and I'd been there a few times, and they were like, "Do you want to do it?" And I said, "Yeah, that sounds great." And then I did that for 5 years, and that's a whole other set of stories. But what did happen is very quickly, this is about a year later, somebody asked me if I wanted to play a party over on the lake on, Monona on the Isthmus, and I was like, yeah, that sounds great. And I played this party, and I was a solo musician at the time. I was just kind of getting solo. Like I said, I was like, I want to do something personal. I was writing new songs and doing new stuff. And the party was filled with people who sat at rapt attention for my set and for Jeffrey James, who played after me.
I love that guy.
And then the pizzas showed up. And so Ryan's
and
band,
then the pizza showed
and
up.
And then the pizza showed up. So Ryan's band, the Werewolverine, with him and John and a few other friends of theirs, even though I was just enamored with them and obsessed with his lyrics and just like watching all of them play, literally everyone else at the party is just like having a party, having a pizza party, and just talking now. Like everybody who was paying attention before is just chatting away, and it's like nobody's watching the band at all. But it was a really special night for me. I ended up talking to the two of them all night. And Ryan started recording an album that a friend of mine and I were working on. And I started pulling in people that I met at the open mic to work on that album. And what was kind of simultaneously happening is a year previous when I had been doing the open mic, my cousin, Allison Lenz, who was an amazing cello player.
Oh, we'll talk about her.
And we have plenty of time to talk about her. But she showed up at the open mic one day and said, "Hey, listen, that song that you wrote, I really liked it. So I recorded it without telling you, and I wrote a cello part for it."
Wow.
Yeah. And I was like, okay. And then she played it for me, and I was like, great. Now I can never play that song without you, and we have to start a band. So.
Oh, that's funny. That. What is the Stolen Sea? I mean, what is the significance of that name?
So it is literally because everybody who was in this band was playing with another band when they started playing with me, and I stole them all from their other bands.
Oh, that makes sense.
I was gonna say, you know, how do you steal a C?
Yeah,
and where do you put it once you steal it?
With so a big container.
Yeah, I was like, you need to have another ocean-sized container. Obviously, wow. A vessel is what you need.
Oh, that's interesting.
But the C actually comes from our good friend Lauren Johnson. Told us one time that we sound like the music that plays in the cartoon version of Where the Wild Things Are when Max is traveling across the ocean. And I loved that so much that we were coming up with band names, and I was like, Stolen Sea kind of rolled off the tongue, and it represented like everybody coming from a different place. And we all like the idea of the ocean, and it just kind of kept.
Well, let's get back to live music from the Mad City, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's unreleased, and it's called The Generator. Is this a song about power?
Kinda. It kinda is. It's actually about what we were just talking about, and it's there's another song on a previous record called The Generators, like plural, and this one is kind of connected to that, and all of them are really about the people that helped make that open mic just like one of the most incredible experiences of my life. And it was this encapsulated period of 5 years that ended with the pandemic. And sort of because it ended abruptly because of events outside of our control, it's now this beautiful time that no one has bad memories of. You know, it's like, yeah, it wasn't perfect all the time, but it didn't end like it exploded. It didn't end like it fell apart. It just ended. And so it's this, I think a lot about the people in that time, and in particular, a couple friends of ours that aren't around anymore, and that's kind of what this is about.
Well, let's hear it. This is The Generator. You're listening to live from the Mad City with the Stolen Sea and Nate Meng.
I did all of this on purpose just to, like, try and flub things up. Big words, a lot of alliterations, moving T's around. Train every day, if I kept to myself, if I cried in my sleep, must have been 'cause this wind has been ringing my brain like a bell. So I've been spinning my wheels, running laps in my head, listing all of the things I
invincible to these twists of fate. There is a sanctuary you led us to create, and here in our neighborhood, I can see all the good your love generates. I'm still making my rounds. Mostly paying my bills. And I am trying to breathe, I am trying to be. Oh, I am trying to keep hold of this will. I have convinced myself I am invincible, an unwitting patron saint. But in all of the books I've read, the hero has to wait till it's almost the end to find challenges, then to seem less like a waste. Convince myself of this invisible cosmic space, that there is a power in us that can't be torn away or replaced. And this is me born again, and this is me tuning in and not running away. Here in our neighborhood, and I can see all the good my love generates. It's still tearing my limbs apart, the weight on my lungs, and my heart not saying your name. It's still tearing my limbs apart, the weight on my lungs, and my heart not saying your name.
show.
That was really good. What a song.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Allison Lenz, she's a fixture here in the Madison's music scene with her company, Mod Media, but she's also a cellist and a singer in your band and a Mom Award winger. I hear you're also the babysitter in the band. Tell us about your cellist, so, Allison Lenz.
The beautiful thing about that is that it's, again, and this is, to be fair, this is my own information that was quick. But I'm the opposite of the babysitter in the band, but I did used to babysit her as a kid.
Right.
But in the band, I'm the worst. I'm the worst. But when we were kids, I used to babysit her, and she was... didn't really need a babysitter, honestly. It was for her younger siblings. But I'll speak very highly of her now. No, she, as I said previously, like, she basically kickstarted the band because I was very adamant about being a solo musician. She and her now husband Carlos had started kind of a covers project at the time, and I started playing with them just to kind of like be playing, like, and because they're a lot of fun to play with. And but I was like very clear, like, nope, this is the covers project, and then I'm gonna do my solo thing, and never the twain shall meet. And then she was like, I wrote this part for your song, and I was like, well, you should write parts for more songs, probably.
Yeah.
Because, like, cello's really nice.
Yeah, I think we're going to be hearing about her and your other bandmates after the break, right?
We will, but we actually have one more tune to do quick.
Okay.
Yep. Let's get back to live music in the Mad City presented by Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is unreleased, and it's called The Letter. Hopefully not a Dear John letter, because I hate breakup songs.
It's kind of like, not a Dear John letter, but it is a letter. The idea was that I was writing to people during COVID. And just like missing my friends and wondering what was going on.
Well, let's hear it. This is The Letter. You are listening to The Stolen Sea here on Live in the Mad City.
All right, here we go. What it feels like when you're winning. A six-week spinning begins to the arms of a friend, and every moment is so entangled with forgiving. And all those minutes behind, looking up to the sky for a sign, I guess at best the lessons were right at the beginning. For this mess of a test of just letting chips fall where they may, then I guess if I'm gonna commit to going on living, I won't stress or waste time contesting the hands that I've played. I wonder, where do we land when our running is through? And do you still find the joy is following you like it used to? And are you free? Did you learn yet to breathe? Or did you trade your bourbon for a tea? Are you who you wanted to be? Do you ever wonder about me?
Is this what it feels like when you're winning? Do the walls come down when the light comes out and there's nothing but mountain and sky? And have you noticed that you're the only one who is grinning? A stiff skin splitting apart, dodging drunk disasters of the heart. And I offer what awful remains as a way to stay honest. 'Cause I shoot from the hip, losing grip at the slightest of sound. And my mind makes of my dreams a slurry of hot water and heartache. And it's filling my body with steam not to see you around. But I wonder, where do we land when our running is through? And do you still find the joy is following you like it used to? And are you free? Did you learn yet to breathe? Or did you trade your bourbon for a tea? And are you who you wanted to be? Do you ever wonder about me?
Yeah, the letter. Woo! That is the Stolen Sea. Nate Mang right here, live from the Mad City on Max Inc. Radio. We'll be right back.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark. ArcPetCenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
Green and Gold football is back at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Catch the games on 14 large screen TVs. Join meat and jersey raffles at halftime and enjoy half price wings and beer bucket specials. And the Lazy Oaf Lounge is a great place for lunch with daily specials, soup made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Got a new puppy?
Huh?
Get a new fence installed to keep those puppers safe. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, and aluminum fences. Find Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call, 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
And we are back live from the Mad City on Max Inc. Radio, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. My name is Rocker. I'm here with Jane and Chloe, and we are in the studio with the Stolen Sea. That's Nate Mang. He is here solo. His band is, well, we don't know where his band is out tonight, but they're not here tonight. So Nate is working this solo. Nate, I wanted to get right back into live music in the Mad City here. And you have a song. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called The Fever and the Storm. And it just sounds like a sleepless night.
Boy, you couldn't have summed it up better. I'm not even gonna add to that. That was great. A sleepless night. I'm just gonna leave it right there.
All right. Well,
I will say this. You know, we were talking about Allison. This song is on a record that is on Spotify and YouTube and Apple Music and all that stuff. It's called Seasides: How to Generate Power. And this song begins actually with a really wonderfully beautiful cello solo that none of you are gonna hear right now, because you're just gonna hear me do this.
Wow. Well, next time you'll have to bring Allison along. We'd love to hear.
Absolutely. Yeah. All so right. For now, you're just going to have to imagine cello and clarinet and guitar and all those other things while you just hear this one acoustic guitar do this.
All right. Well, here we go. This is The Fever and the Storm, The Stolen Sea. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Oh, it's the wrong key. Man, that would have been such a good transition, Nate. So just imagine Rocker saying, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio right now.
Go on and tell me it takes time. Don't tell this bleeding heart of mine. See, he's been kicked around before, my Lord, and he won't abide. With work in the sky to work my hands, don't see the fever take the land. But you show no interest in our wars, my Lord, and you laugh at plans. Still send sugar cane to come. Thank you.
the fires and floods rolling. Bloated virtue targets and it's a righteous mess we've gotten in, my Lord, again and again. Send sugar cane to come, and in afternoon when this mighty rain is done, nor a melody just dreaming to be sung. Wilderness of a perfect storm of rage and water and alcohol, of holding on when hope is gone, until we see the land we know. My Lord, don't let go. Think so.
Wow. Fever, the fever and the storm. That is Nate Meng here of the Stolen Sea. You're listening to Live from the Mac City. I'm Rocker here with Chloe and Jane.
Woo-hoo. And we're having us a good already? Time.
Yeah.
It's worth saying that I'm friends with Chloe. We've known each other for a while.
Yeah.
And,
well,
and there was a line in a song earlier that was about her. And I said that on the radio, and then during the break, she came over and she's like, wait, was that line about me?
Wow.
And I was like, yes, it totally was. It totally was.
Well, Nate, you don't find your bandmates in the want ads, but they are in your dreams. How did you meet singer, clarinetist, and builder of atmospheric rivers, Hannah Edlin? Oh, by the way, she's a MAMA Award winner as well.
She is, and a solo artist of her own right. And also, she and I have another project called Medlane, which is a clever combination of our last names.
Yeah, right.
Is a very experimental project, and she's just one of the most astounding musicians I've ever known in my life. And we met her because, I mean, not because, this is how we met her, and it was just one of the most incredible moments, in that Ryan and I had now been collaborating, I think, for a year or so, maybe 2 years even, on this record, and we were like, man, we know all these people who play all these instruments, but we don't know anybody who plays clarinet. Like, wouldn't it be amazing if we knew somebody who played clarinet who was like willing to experiment a little bit, willing to try some different stuff? And then I swear to you, the next open mic, it was less than a week later, Hannah walked into Tip Top and signed up for open mic. And she's like, hi, I just moved here from Rockford and I don't know a lot of people. And I play clarinet and I have some loop stuff. And then she did some of the most astounding music I've ever seen. And Ryan and I looked at each other and we were like, okay. Anybody else you want to try and manifest right now? Just throw it out there. Just trombone players, maybe. She's been I took less than 6 months to convince her to join my band.
Wow.
Because I was pretty relentless about it.
Well, let's get back to live music from the Mad City, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called The Key. Tell us about this song before you play.
It's real quick. It's a real quick song. I'll tell you that. It's about one of the worst days of my life, which is like a really bad breakup. It was a really bad breakup. The cool thing is that like change is part of life and time changes people, and you don't have to be a person that you were forever. And that's what's really amazing. And I'm not even going to delve any deeper, but sometimes you just feel like everything you made or make or everything you ever do is just going to end up in the dump. and you just want to be angry about it and you don't want anybody to make you feel better. And that's what this song's about.
All right. Well, whoa, let's hear it. This is The Key. You are listening to Live from the Mad City. We are here with The Stolen Sea, Max Inc. Radio.
Tell me I pretend, and while you pine away, inventing the affairs, who cares, it's ending, and there's no need that needs defending. We are poisoning the well with these words never ending. And with booster rockets burning through a life so filled with learning, as the engine starts its churning and the wheels grind as they're turning, I am turning away. I can't hear anything you say. I am so tired of this day. I am so tired of hurting. Sell me rooms without a view and viewing only what is new. There is no end to the beginning, and there's no real need to win when all the demons expel. With every grace note I yell, and every time I tripped and fell, gave me away not to give in. This is living with your lot, and this is loving who you got, and this is giving one more shot. No, and all you've gained will rot and fall apart, and all that will be left is in your heart.
Wow.
Thanks.
The Stolen Sea, Nate Meng. You are listening to Live from the Mad City. I'm here with Jane and Chloe, and you have a show coming up August 16th when you play Manifest Music Festival. That's outside of Sauk City. Tell us about Manifest.
Oh, man, this is going to be a lot of fun. This is next weekend. This is a week. It starts on Friday, but we are playing a week from today. Today is Saturday, right?
That is. Oh, it is
right,
Saturday.
Because we're on the radio. So we're playing a week from today. It's outside Sauk. It's just a bunch of really wonderful bands. A lot of folks from Madison. It is just an outdoor. I don't know what the actual venue is. I think it's just like in a. See, this is the part where I don't know.
How are we going to find it?
Find it on the Isthmus website. They have a link to it. You search Madison
Manifest.
Isthmus. Manifest, okay. Isthmus. You'll find the link that Isthmus has to all the information about how to buy tickets. And Manifest has a Instagram as well. They're on our page because other people in my band do that, and they're smart and fast, and they do the stuff. So go to our Facebook page, or our Instagram, which is Instagram is Stories of the Stolen Sea. Facebook is Nate Meng and the Stolen Sea. There is all the information you need about Manifest, which is in a week. There's a huge amount of bands, but there's Mossman, Dana Perry, Def Sonic, Luca, Lady Slipper, Marigold Motel, Bitter Tiger. That's not even all the bands.
Wow.
It's just like a big old festival of bands and fun times. And the folks that put it together do a couple of these a year. And it's really like about coming out and just listening to music and camping. We're going to be camping all weekend. So it's just a big old party.
Nate, what's coming up in the future for you? What's coming up in the future for the Stolen Seas?
Oh, man. I hope lots of good things. Everybody's pursuing wonderful, wonderful creative things, but we are hopefully talking to some friends of ours at a club here in town about doing maybe like a regular gig. But we're still in talks about that, so I don't want to give anything away.
Okay. Don't spill the tea.
I will say I heard you're having Darwin on, and here's another like little fun little...
Darwin Sampson.
Darwin Sampson, yeah. Small world thing. When the Frequency closed, I bid on the door to the downstairs bathroom because I guessed that everybody else was going to focus on all the stickered stuff upstairs.
When they were selling memorabilia inside.
And part of why I bought that door is because Chloe right there was one of the signatures on it, and that door is in my basement right now.
Wow,
it's still there.
Wow. That's a haunted door too, because I know that the bathroom and the liquor room there.
Oh, I'm sure.
Are haunted. Well, we're getting the high sign here. We're coming up to the end of night, so we have time for one more song. Yes. Live from the Mad City. The next song you have for us tonight is called The Possibility of an Island. Is this a statement by somebody that was lost at sea?
Oh, my God. You are on point tonight, dude. So my whole life fell apart the year before the pandemic happened.
Yep.
And I really, at the same time, ended up on an island cat sitting for a friend of mine for an entire month where I didn't know anybody. And I was like, oh, this is going to be great. And then I was on the island and I was like, oh, I don't know anybody. And I'm on an island in the ocean. And then I started getting a little freaked out. And so I wrote some stuff. And here's one of the things that I wrote.
All right. Well, let's hear it. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. This is The Possibility of an Island, The Stolen Sea with Nate Mang.
This is one of my few songs with a questionable word in it. So I will be making a sound during that time. So that's why there's a sound in the middle of the song. Just FYI. I will not be saying that questionable word.
Begin with wings, vying with anything. It'll be two fistful of feathers and a frown crown.
Oof, let's try it again.
I began with wings, vying with anything. It'll be two fistful of feathers and a frown crown.
Wow, same mistake. Get out of your head, Nate.
I am the king of latching and loitering. But now this wax has covered everything, and I'm headed for the ground and usher in the fall. Remember.
Oh man, this song is just not, it's fighting me tonight. We're wrapping it. I got a 2-minute bungee that I'm going to throw to myself here. Because this song is fighting me and I hate it. So let's move on. We'll sneak this in. It's called The Fool. It's less than 2.
Tell me to wait, no wait. Tell me to wait, and I'll wait. Tell me the bus is on and running this late. Tell me the streets are deserted and unsafe. Tell me there's a tornado crossing the state. Tell me to wait, and I'll wait. I'll stay. Tell me to wait, and I'll wait. Tell me to go, and I'll go. Tell me to go, and I'll go. Tell me the past keeps on getting you low. It hasn't left us yet, and you need your independence. Tell me sentiment is like sediment. And tell me shed everything and you'll grow. But it might take forever for all that you know. So honey, give it to me straight and I'll go. I'll go. Give it to me straight and I'll go. But don't tell me I don't know. Don't tell me you don't know. No more pacing through days looking down at the floor. No more standing here outside of your door, forlorn, wondering what all this heartache has been for.
All right, Nate Mang. Woo! And The Stolen Sea right here, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We are live from the Mad City. And, yeah, we got a lot of stuff coming up. I'm going to pull up the calendar here and take a look. Cause
yeah,
you know,
what's going on?
August 30th, we have Darwin Sampson, Chris Langkamp. He is from Super Duper Studio, Super Duper and Crustacean Records, right? And they're having their 30-year anniversary coming up. I believe September 6th, I want to say, is the show that they have coming up. But, of course, Darwin Sampson, he was the owner of The Frequency, which is now the Gamma Ray Bar right here up by the Capitol. And then Chris ran Crustacean Records for years. And those guys just put out, you know, a lot of punk bands, a lot of stuff. Really good bands. 30 years. So we're going to hear about some of that history. We're going to hear about some of the bands that are playing. And we're going to have a good time.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah, see ya.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.